Well, it was kind of a rare occasion yesterday as agriculture was applauding Congress for passing funding for the Water Resource Reform and Development Act. Among the projects that will benefit is the locks and dam system on the upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers. However, Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind says the real infrastructure still needs those locks and dams to be improved, and that isn't totally being addressed.
The Corps is being stretched to the limit right now, and I'm afraid this bill doesn't solve those problems. It merely delays them for a short time, which tells me that the Congress should not be doing any victory laps today. There's more work to be done.
Well, when it comes to renewable energy programs, agriculture is not that happy. They feel they took a hit in the fiscal 2015 USDA spending bill that the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee sent on to the full committee. American Farm Bureau Federation's R.J. Carney says the subcommittee has made some cuts to appropriations for renewable energy programs that had been authorized in the farm bill.
The Rural Energy for America program, which was authorized for about $50 million in the farm bill, with the appropriations bill is down to $30 million. That's a specific program that we have concerns with that cut, and that is a priority for rural America as they continue to look for loans and grants for farms, ranches, and rural businesses for renewable energy projects.
Well, corn prices continue to falter, and according to ag economist Darrell Good, there's several reasons why it may continue to do so.
Projections for the U.S. corn market include expectations of a crop slightly larger than the record crop of 2013, a decline in both feed and residual use and exports, and a year-over-year increase in year-ending stocks of 580 million bushels.
Well, it generally was a pretty quiet, lackluster day on the market front with one exception, and that was soybeans. And we'll talk about those prices in a moment. First of all, on the dairy front, both blocks and barrels, they're unchanged, $1.96 a pound. Butter, that dropped a half cent to 216 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Class 3 prices were mixed. May off 2 at 22.56. June down 7 to 20.97. July, that dropped 6 to 19.97, while September was up 3 at 20.03. Board of Trade, July corn gains a penny, 473 and one half cent per bushel. September up a half cent to 471 and one half cent. Big gain though for July beans, up 35 and a half cents to 1507 a bushel. September now at 1307 and one quarter of a cent, while July wheat drops 6 1/4 to 663 and one half cent per bushel. Livestock review, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, $90 to $1.09. Most of the slaughter cows, $77 to $99, and slaughter bulls, $99 to $121. As far as our fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers top at $145. Holstein steers, $112 to $129. Replacement bull calves, $225 to $330. Heifer calves, $150 to $250. And the colored beef calves, $275 to $450. Our barrels and gilts, generally priced from 76 to 85, with market lambs 155 and down, and the feeder lambs 175 and down. And that is your agricultural review. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.